Welcome back to Unzip, where we break down the latest AI and machine learning research papers. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this podcast possible. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers covering everything from geometric diffusion models to novel world model architectures. Let's jump right in. First up, we have Repurposing Geometric Foundation Models for Multi-View Diffusion by Zhang and colleagues. This paper tackles a really interesting problem in novel view synthesis, basically generating new viewpoints of a 3D scene from limited input images. The key insight here is that most current approaches work in standard VAE latent spaces that don't preserve geometric consistency across different viewpoints. Think about it. When you're generating multiple views of the same object, those views better line up geometrically or you'll get weird artifacts and inconsistencies. The authors propose geometric latent diffusion, or GLD, which cleverly repurposes the feature spaces from geometric foundation models. These are models that already understand 3D structure really well. Instead of starting from scratch, they're essentially borrowing the geometric understanding that these models have already learned and using it as the foundation for their diffusion process. What's really smart about this approach is that it maintains geometric consistency by design, rather than hoping the model learns it during training. The results are pretty compelling. They show significant improvements in geometric consistency across viewpoints while maintaining high visual quality. For practitioners working on 3D content generation, VR applications, or any multi-view synthesis tasks, this represents a much more principled approach than previous methods. You're not fighting against the latent space. You're working with one that already understands the geometry you need. Moving on to our second paper, Bubble Rag, Evidence-Driven Retrieval Augmented Generation for Black Box Knowledge Graphs by Pan and Team. This one addresses a critical challenge in retrieval augmented generation. When you're working with knowledge graphs where you don't know the schema or structure beforehand, traditional RAG systems often struggle with recall and precision when they can't make assumptions about how the knowledge graph is organized. The core innovation here is something called evidence-driven retrieval, which tackles three main problems. First, semantic and instantiation uncertainty. Basically, the same concept might be represented differently across the graph. Second, structural path uncertainty. You don't know the best path through the graph to find relevant information. And third, precision loss from irrelevant retrieved content. Bubble Rag addresses these by dynamically exploring the graph structure and using evidence to guide the retrieval process. What makes this particularly interesting is the bubble metaphor. The system expands its search like a bubble, growing outward from seed nodes while continuously evaluating the evidence quality of what it finds. This allows it to adapt to different graph structures without needing prior knowledge about the schema. The experimental results show substantial improvements in both recall and precision compared to existing methods. For practitioners building AIG systems, especially in enterprise environments where you might be working with proprietary or poorly documented knowledge graphs, this approach could be a game changer. You're no longer dependent on having detailed schema knowledge, which is often a major bottleneck in real-world deployments. Our third paper is absolutely fascinating. Fluid World, Reaction Diffusion Dynamics as a Predictive Substrate for World Models by Fabian Pauly. This paper asks a fundamental question that I think more researchers should be asking. Do we really need transformers for everything? Specifically for world models that predict future states of environments, is self-attention actually necessary, or are we just using it because it's the default choice? Fluid World proposes using reaction diffusion dynamics instead of transformers for predictive modeling. If you're not familiar with reaction diffusion, think about how patterns form in nature, like the spots on a leopard or the stripes on a zebra. These patterns emerge from local interactions between different chemical species that react and diffuse through space. The key insight is that these dynamics naturally incorporate spatial structure and local interactions, which might be exactly what you need for predicting how environments evolve. The computational advantages are significant. Instead of the quadratic complexity of self-attention, reaction diffusion systems can be computed much more efficiently, and they have explicit spatial inductive biases built right in. The paper shows that this approach can achieve comparable or even superior results to transformer-based world models while being much more computationally efficient. This is one of those papers that could spark a whole new research direction. For anyone working on world models, reinforcement learning environments, or even just sequence prediction tasks with spatial structure, This suggests there might be much more efficient alternatives to the transformer paradigm we've all gotten used to. It's a great reminder to question our default architectural choices. Next, we have SAM, Sparse Embedding Modulation for Post-Hoc Debiasing of Vision Language Models by Guimard and colleagues. This tackles the persistent problem of bias in vision language models like CLIP. These models are incredibly powerful, but their training on large-scale, uncurated internet data means they inevitably pick up social biases and spurious correlations. The challenge with existing debiasing approaches is that they typically work directly in the dense embedding space where bias and task-relevant information are all tangled up together. The key innovation in SEM is working in a sparse embedding space instead of the dense one. Think about it this way. In a dense embedding, every dimension is active and potentially contributing to both useful semantic information and unwanted bias. But in a sparse representation, you can more easily isolate and modulate the specific dimensions that are contributing to biased behavior without affecting the dimensions that encode legitimate semantic relationships. The sparse embedding modulation approach identifies which dimensions in the sparse space correspond to biased associations and then selectively dampens those while preserving the semantic fidelity of the overall representation. The experimental results show that this approach can significantly reduce bias while maintaining performance on downstream tasks much better than previous methods. For practitioners deploying vision language models in real-world applications, this is crucial work. Bias mitigation isn't just an ethical concern. It's often a legal and business requirement. Having a post-hoc method that can reduce bias without requiring retraining of massive models makes bias mitigation much more practical and accessible. Finally, let's talk about video detective. Clue hunting via both extrinsic query and intrinsic relevance for long video understanding by Yang and team. Long video understanding is one of those problems that sounds simple, but is actually incredibly challenging for multimodal large language models. The core issue is that these models have limited context windows, so they can't just process hours of video at once. You need to intelligently select which parts of the video are most relevant to answer a given query. Most existing approaches focus solely on query-to-segment relevance. Basically, how well does each video segment match what the user is asking about? But Video Detective introduces a crucial additional factor: inter-segment affinity. This means considering not just how relevant each segment is to the query, but also how segments relate to each other and the overall structure of the video. This is much more like how a human detective would approach analyzing evidence. You don't just look at individual clues in isolation, you consider how they fit together. The framework works by first identifying potentially relevant segments based on the query, then analyzing the relationships between these segments to build a more complete understanding of the video structure. This helps avoid missing important context that might not be directly query relevant, but is crucial for understanding the full picture. The results show significant improvements in long video question answering and summarization tasks. For anyone working on video understanding applications, whether that's content moderation, video search, educational platforms, or media analysis, this approach offers a much more sophisticated way to handle long-form content. Instead of just doing simple segment matching, you're building a more holistic understanding that considers the video's intrinsic structure. That wraps up today's episode of Unzip. Big thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring the show and helping us bring you these research breakdowns. You'll find links to all five papers in the show notes, along with our key takeaways and practical implications. If you found this episode valuable, please subscribe and share it with your colleagues. It really helps us reach more people in the AI community. Until next time, keep unpacking those papers.